Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? What's up? This is Phoenix, and my co-host will be here in a little bit, but we also have a very special guest this evening for you guys. And from the feedback that I've been getting on social media, people are very much waiting for this interview to pop off. We have Aphrodisiac coming through to spend a little bit of time with us today. So we're going to have her on. We're going to talk about her work as an artist, a designer, model, and also as a queer performer. A lot of people probably have seen her work, you know, through Crash Pad and also, you know, on her Instagram, on her Twitter, and can definitely check her out there. So what we're going to do, before we just get into everything, we're waiting on our calls to get here. So while we wait, I'm going to go ahead and play a quick song from Young Rod called Addictions. So you guys just hold on, and we'll be right back.
Trying to get a fix, enjoy myself and ease my mind a little bit. I'm just trying to get away. Let me do me, give a fuck what nobody gotta say. It's a yeah. I'm just trying to get away. I'm just trying to get away. So let me do me. Please say that you love me, if only for a while. Ease the stress of my day with your beautiful smile. Faces yeah. Change it, the case remains the same. It's love overboard, you drowned in my affection. Took that thing in a whole new direction. Now words of mass destruction is my lover's choice of weapon. Got me stressed,
I can't
stop. Yeah. So I got booze and weed to beat the belly of the beast. Can't sleep for hiding all of my secrets. Deep in a dungeon of grief, safe, lock, and key. Feeling like fuck the world, it ain't no stopping me. I'm being seen, you say property, so you ain't going nowhere. You see these papers, I own that debt. No, you won't be scared, just calm the hell down. I wanna enjoy my blood, even if you all around, baby.
I mean, why do you have to start your day off? Like,
what are you doing?
I just don't get it.
Get away. You just trying to get away. Yeah.
fuck with nobody, gotta stay, don't get your feet. Enjoy yourself and ease your mind, little bit. You just trying to get right.
So, yeah, that was Young Rod with Addictions. So make sure you also follow Young Rod. We'll definitely be sending that information out about who that is and what you just heard. But anyway, back to the subject of the day. We have our special guest. I believe we do have a special guest here, and also have my co-host as well. So I'm going to go ahead and bring her on. Butterfly, beautiful Butterfly.
Hey.
What's up? How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
How you doing?
I'm excited
about our guest.
Oh, me too. You ready to get into it? I think we got the guest on. If you're there, please press 1, and we can bring you right on Aphrodisiac, because I know people are waiting to definitely get to know you. So we'll definitely bring you on in a little bit. But, yes, I'm excited as well. I'm excited for people who don't know again. Tell everybody, I want you to tell everybody, about Aphrodisiac just a little, because I'm going to bring her right on.
Oh, okay. Well, she's like a many a different trade. She does drag king. She's very, very talented. That's what caught my eye. She made all kinds of stuff by hand. I don't know how she does it.
She said all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, she does. And I was like, wow, how she do? Like, she do these, like, miniature, like, wax things, like, and it actually looked like she did something like plates of food and different things. And she's very, like, you know, talented and got good imagination and things like that. And, of course, she does, like, the porn industry thing. And she directs also. And so she does, like, modeling, comedian. She's like a whole bunch of things, so which is good, you know.
So we're gonna go ahead and get her.
And everything.
Okay, well, we're gonna go ahead and get her in here. So then we got her on now.
Okay.
Is this the Aphrodisiac? Is this Aphrodisiac we got on here right now?
yeah, I'm otherwise known as Aphrodisiac. Hello, what's up, everybody?
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for hosting me today. I hope everybody's enjoying their Sunday. And it's a holiday, so I hope everybody's getting turnt, but not too turnt. Everybody be safe. So thanks for having me on, guys. Thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you for coming on. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. You're very welcome.
So I'm gonna let Butterfly kick off the interview.
Okay. Aphrodisiac. The first thing I want to ask you, like, what made you came up with that name, Aphrodisiac?
I love the name. thank you so much. I actually had my original stage name, because of how I came up with the name to begin with, how I came up with the second name is because I started doing drag. I became a drag queen when I lived in Chicago. I started performing with the Chicago Kings. And so I had to come up with a name. And my original name that I was performing with was Daddy Longstroke. Which I don't know I don't know if you guys remember
that name.
From school days, right?
Yeah.
So that was my original stage name, and I actually kind of wanted to tone it down after having that name for about a half a year or so. I was like, oh, this is kind of, it was a bit much, I decided to go with Afrodisiac because I had an afro at the time, and I just put the two together, honestly, and within like a couple of months, I had realized that there was a band out of Chicago whose name was also went by Afrodisiac with the same spelling. So that was kind of cool, and that was in the 90s, y'all. So I've been going by Afrodisiac for a really, really, really long time. So,
All right. Now, my thing is this, right? Like, I've definitely checked out the work.
What's your thing?
I've checked out the work for real. And I'm like, yo, I don't know if I could do that type of work as far as, like, the adult industry. So my question for you is, how do you build up, like, your confidence to just, you know, go out there and bear it all and just let go like that?
I came out at 19 in San Francisco, which a lot of you may know is kind of, they call it like, you know, the gay capital or whatever, you know, and there's a lot of sexual freedom in the Bay Area. There really is within the queer community. I would say that there's a lot of people who express themselves in a lot of different ways in San Francisco. You know, it's a pretty wild place. I feel coming out and being from San Francisco, in the queer community, it just kind of, you know, going to sex parties, you know, and, you know, dungeon parties, you know, in my early 20s, you know, I was having those experiences. So porn wasn't really that far from that, because I had been in a group having sex in groups and, you know, having people watch me have sex. Although I was nervous, I'm not going to lie, to this day, I can't watch my own content unless I'm editing it. But honestly, like, I have not watched Crash Pad. I've not watched that whole scene. I've not watched Hella Brown. I've not watched the whole film. I can't do that.
About yourself.
It's weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
It's really like strange. So, but in the respect of like having to edit content that I've been in, like I've had to watch myself like pretty closely. But you know, I put on a different hat for that. You know, I really put myself in a different space in order to do that. So, the reason why I started doing porn was because I did not see people, women, bodies that look like mine. Okay.
Right.
I didn't really see a lot of women of color in queer porn.
True.
I did not see a lot of women who presented masculine, who were women of color in queer porn. So it was this thing of like I watch porn, but I never really was interested in quote lesbian porn. I didn't really feel like it was representative of how I fuck. You know what I mean? Like, mainstream lesbian porn, I don't feel is a good representation of real lesbian sex.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So
that's why when I did, when I saw your thing, I liked it. I'm like, this is real women, you know, doing it. Because, I mean, honestly, when I watch porn and it's two lesbians, it looks corny to me. It looks like it's acted and everything. And when I saw yours, I'm like, oh, okay, I want to see more, you know. So I like that.
Yeah.
I really do.
I hate about that. It's all good. What I hate about that type of porn is like I can hear people in the background telling them that, you know, kiss her, and I'm like, oh my god, like, oh
it's
no,
irritating.
This is not. Mm-mm. Yeah, I'm like, I need to just, you know,
yeah, it's not like
else.
Real. And then even when it's like either white women lesbians or black women lesbians, it just seems they always protect, you know, they always have the two feminine women in it.
Right.
And I said,
yeah.
And I said,
exactly.
I always wanted to see aggressive. I want to see like a variety. I want to see aggressive with aggressive, women with, you know, femme with aggressive, or vice versa, or whatever. And it just played out. It's just so corny. It's bored. You get bored of it.
Well, I think that, you know, the lack of diversity was the issue for me, as I don't know if you guys have checked out any other work by on Crash Pad or Pink and White. There's also Queerly Beloved. There's Courtney Trouble has a website, but. I really feel like a lot of those sites still, even though they're queer, there's still a lack of diversity, and there's a number of reasons for that, you know. And I didn't realize the politics. I didn't realize how much religion, spirituality, like amongst queer women of color. Okay.
Hmm.
And also the shame, you know, and
right.
Black women's bodies aren't really celebrated, you know, in the same way that white women's bodies are celebrated, you know.
Yeah.
And if you look at mainstream, for instance, you look at a lot of mainstream content, it's very derogatory towards black women. You'll see black bitch, you know, a lot
mm-hmm.
on the cover. When it's like, okay, you can see on the cover that she's brown, you don't even have to say black, you know.
Right.
And then there has to be this derogatory negative, like, you know, bitch, hoe, you know, slut.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, all of these
mm-hmm.
things have to
Ebony be. Or something like that, yeah.
That, yes, you know, and you know, and that's, and also, you know, black women don't get paid as much, you know, In mainstream porn. Queer people don't make money in queer porn. I mean, honestly, like the most you'll make is like, you know, for a scene is like upward maybe $500, maybe, you know.
Wow.
And that's a stretch. Okay, so generally I'm going to say $300, you know. So I mean, a lot of people who are in queer porn, they're not doing it for the money. Trust me.
Right.
You know, it really is, I feel like, you know, a feminist movement, a political movement, you know, now you're starting to see more color who want to be in charge of their bodies visually in that way. If they're going to do porn, they want to produce the content. They want to be putting out their own, you know, work instead of, you know, going to a lot of other production companies who aren't going to represent you well.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Wow.
You're right.
Wow.
You're exactly
you
right.
Dropped so much on us.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's really true.
So
yeah.
It's a lot. It's I didn't realize how, you know, because I honestly, I would sit and I would complain and I would say, I don't see enough black queer women in porn. Like, what's up with that? Like, is it the companies? They're not really, are they not interested? And really, it's a thing, it's more of a, it's it's really a black thing, you know, where it's like
right.
the shame and like I can't be doing porn, I can't be having my coochie out on my grandmother, and I was raised in a church, and like you know, and it really is that element is so strong, you know, that even I before I even battled with those things, you know, growing up. You know, and being like, my grandmother would not like this. This is not, you know what I mean? But, but I'm grown now. And I think that you need to have, if you want to see things represented in a positive, then what are you going to do about it, for instance? Complain. Not everybody's going to want to do the work. You know, just like everybody fucking isn't going to want to be president. You know what I mean? You know, somebody's got to want to do it, you know? And that's how I look at my work in porn, you know, is that, you know, I'm not, I didn't really do it to, like, be popular. I was already kind of known in the drag, you know, community or whatever, and traveling with drag, you know, but it was a thing of, like, for my own personal, like, need to see women and bodies that look like mine, you know? I was like, what the fuck is up with this shit? What is up with this? You know? And I got over being, like, you know, shy. I got over all those things, and I just did it, you know? I just looked at it as I'm out at a club, and I met somebody, and I'm taking them home, and we're going to have great sex. And that's it.
hopefully.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I love it.
All right. Butterfly.
Can you hear me? Yeah.
Yeah, we can.
Okay. Yeah, I love it because I'm really like, I thought about it, you know, when in my 20s and stuff like that, and I know I talked to you about it. I was like, I'm curious. I would like to do something like that, you know, but I am shy, but when it comes to being sexual, I'm not, you know what I mean? So I was like, that's like, you know, it's very interesting. When I saw the clips you had shown me and everything, I'm like, see, this is like something, if I ever did anything like that, would be something where I feel comfortable and be with other women with, like you said, the same bodies. Just, you know, because the fake, I call it the fake porno. I don't even watch the fake porno no more. I just was like, no, cause there's no point, you know, because you want not. And I always used to sit there and like, I used to sit there and say, yeah, I wish I had the money to do my own thing, because I'm like, I want to see real sex, like lesbian sex, you know what I mean?
I think that the thing is too is I personally like focused on you know, like I don't know, the term today is stud, even though I hate that term. But
yeah,
the masculine porn. I present most days masculine, although I wouldn't say that I'm necessarily like butch or anything, but if you want to define me as something, right? So I really love, and what I watch is I watch gay male porn. I love watching gay male porn. So I wanted to emulate that. But, you know, with girls, you know, because I found that so many women, so many lesbians, even though some of us won't talk about it, so many of us fucking watch gay male porn. A lot of us do.
Yeah.
The majority
not gonna lie.
Of us do.
Okay? I'm not going to lie.
I mean, if you're going to have a choice between watching mainstream lesbian porn and gay male porn, I'm sorry, I'm going to pick gay male porn because it is more realistic. But in the way that, like I said, I wanted to emulate that. I wanted to emulate the masculinity, but not necessarily like super masculine, but more like faggish, you know? It's like I wanted to make I personally wanted to make, like, a fag porn, you know. I wanted to see what that would look like to girls, you know, or three girls, you know. So, you know, that was really, like, a drive for me. And when I made, in making public school, you know, it was that thing of, like, okay, like, it would be really hot if it were two girls, but they were totally dressed like boys. So, it's that deception. It was that deception of, like, having people look at it visually and not know what the fuck they were looking at.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know? Is this two boys? Or is this two girls? Like, what the fuck is happening? I don't know, but it's kind of hot. You know? I'm kind of digging it. You know? And I wanted to, like, crossover thing of where, you know, I tested it out on a lot of my gay male friends, you know, and saying, like, okay, like, and they're like, this is fucking cute and hot, you know? So, you know, it's a thing of really, really catering to all tastes, you know, and all kind of, however you get down, you know, we all have our kinks and we, you know, have fantasies and, you know, and might want to participate in some kinky things, but are afraid to, you know, and I really want people to really open up. Like, I feel like people are so, like, uptight, you know, with even the topic of sexuality and sex, you know, especially within the Black community, you know. And not in a positive way. It's like a derogatory way, you know. It's like how to nurture, you know, because I'm a Black woman, how to nurture Black women's sexuality and sex, how to nurture it, you know. All of the shit and kinks that you have, that's your business. It's not even about your business. There's no need to feel shame around it, you know.
I'm telling y'all, I go through that sometimes. I mean, I do have some friends that be like, okay, Tamika, that's too much, or, oh, God, here she go again. And I'm like, I've been like this all my life. I'm very open with my sexuality, and I don't care. But I don't say it in a rude way. Like, if it's a topic come up, or maybe I say something that's funny or something like that, they're always like, I get them looks like that. And then I have my other friends that know me that be like, that's her, you know what I mean? We love her, that's her, that's who she is. And you're right, I'm like, I think love, you know, sex and love and everything is a beautiful thing. I don't think, and I do agree with you, because some people don't feel comfortable talking about it, or they look at you differently if you do talk about it and everything. I'm like, well, I'm not going to change who I am for you,
you
know?
Yeah, if you like 50, then love it. And you should have no shame. You should have no shame around if you like, I can say whatever I want. Can I say whatever I want right now? Like, I can say whatever I want.
You can say whatever.
I really feel like there's this thing with, you know, in my experiences sexually, honestly, have mostly been with white women. Okay, I'm going to keep it real and honest. But I feel like there has been such a freedom in that, because when even talking and broaching the topic of sex and sexuality with Black women, I get shut down many times bringing up, like, you know, particular kinks or whatever, and even just the basic of things. I feel like there's such a fear and there's such shame around things. That there's a whole lot of ills. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I hate that shit.
Right.
I hate that.
I hate it too. You know? I get that too. People are like, ew, you like doing that? Ew, what? And I'm like, that's me. That's my preference. I like doing different things because I'm open-minded. I don't say anything about you being closed-minded. You know, and I get that too. Like, ew. Like, you're like, oh, okay. You're a freak. Okay. And I'm like, everybody have their little turn-ons and little things they like to do. Everybody has something, you know.
And you know they be watching that. You know they be trying to watch that porn,
exactly,
though.
Exactly.
Be trying to watch the lesbian porn.
Behind
like, don't lie.
Freak. I know.
Don't lie.
Yeah,
you know you like it.
You don't judge me.
If you want to DL, I'm going to tell you, it's been like so many people that, like, I'm like, in public, they say some real foul shit. But then they be trying to get in my DMs, asking me questions.
Yep. Uh-huh.
I want to try this, but I'm stirred. You know, no offense to, like, them. I'm not trying to clown them or anything. But it's like,
right,
those people who boast the loudest and who say ill the loudest are the main people who want to get in my private. I don't mean that literally, my private, but sometimes, yeah,
right,
I don't get in my private too. But they want to get in my inbox and ask me, like, hella questions, you know, or,
right,
you know, talk about, like, how they're not being allowed to express themselves, you know, sexually, you know, with partners even. I'm like, how are you going to be with somebody? How are you going to be in a partnership, a sexual relationship with somebody, and not be able to freely express yourself the way that you want? How?
Exactly.
That's prison for me. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna resent them because they can't do what you want them to do. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, you
and then
know,
it's not
like,
gonna work.
It's not.
Yep.
It's gonna be.
And I
upset.
Believe in pleasing whoever I'm with or whatever. I truly guess that's that Libra part of me. I love pleasing whoever, you know, whoever I'm with or whatever, and that's my turn on. To see my partner happy and satisfied in the bedroom, you know. And some people are like, you know, I had dated, quote, like, butchers or studs that didn't want to be touched, or some people didn't want their breast being touched or anything. And I said, no, I like a woman that likes to be touched all over. We are women. I like to please and do everything. All that. I shouldn't be limited to certain things. You know what I mean?
I think you know the whole touch me not, as they, that's the new term for it. Back in the day, see, I'm old school, okay? I'm a 70s baby, okay? I came out in 1992, okay? So it's that thing of, like, we called them stone butches back in the day,
right?
Okay, when I came out. And those were the ones. And I dated a couple of them. In my young, fresh, coming out, queer, lesbian ass, didn't, you know, was just figuring things out, you know. And it's like, yeah,
right,
I dated a couple of stone butches, but I had to date them to know that I don't want to date them. You feel me?
Yeah.
I had to have those experiences in order to know that those experiences aren't ones that I want to have again, you know, and that's fine and great. That's fine and great if those are the type of relationships that you don't mind being in, but I am a type of person where it's, yes, I need to be able to express myself in that way with my partner. If I want to touch my partner or whatever, then I need, if I want to eat the pussy, you got to let me eat the pussy. Plain and simple.
Right. Exactly. Thank you. Yes. Exactly. I love sex. I love sex and pleasing and everything like that. So it's like, can I eat it or what?
I'm just like, Lord. I just be like, Lord, just send me a film that really enjoys it and know what she's doing. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly.
For the most
exactly.
part.
Exactly.
You're like, Lord, just send me somebody who knows what
yes,
send
exactly.
me somebody who knows what the hell they're doing. That's all I ask for. That's all I ask for.
You know,
yes,
I have
time to be teacher.
That's
well, you know.
A lot of those partners that know, we have a lot of talkers, who talk a big game, you know.
Right.
And they cross over to women, too. You know, guys aren't the only, you know, heterosexual men or gay men. Men aren't the only ones that boast in that manner. You got a lot
right.
of women boasting about their skills. A lot of women boasting about their skills. And I know.
Right.
I know some of y'all are liars. Let's just come out and say it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Some of you are liars. Okay? Because if I ask you even like, you know, do you like tossing salad or some shit like that? You know, but I was like, ew. If you say ew to anything that I ask you, like, about sex, then I'm not going to date you. We can't fuck. Plain
exactly.
and simple. We can't
exactly.
fuck. You know,
yeah, you got to talk to
salad. It probably means that your skill level on any of that realm is probably weak, you know, because I feel like the maturity ain't there, you know. So if you wanna fuck with me, you gotta be on some mature shit. You gotta be willing to listen. You gotta be willing to let me spank that ass occasionally.
Exactly.
You gotta
do all kinds of stuff. Fire,
all
hot candles.
You know,
exactly.
Party, you know, I'm pretty, people get mad too, but I'm a non-monogamous person. Like, I don't personally don't believe in monogamy for myself. I don't believe in monogamy for myself. But if you
right.
like it, I love it for you, you know. So, you know, I'm not down with getting, like, hella locked up, like, if I want to make out with somebody at the club, I'll make out with somebody at the club.
Exactly. I love doing that.
That's what I do. So just sexual freedom. That's my whole platform.
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't want to do, unless that shit is, I don't even want to say weird. But when I say weird, I mean like some fucked up ass weird shit. Then I'm not okay with that. That's why I'm not even talking about plushies. I'm talking about fucked up weird shit that we know ain't right in the eyes of God. So otherwise, be you. Otherwise, be you. Get freaky. You know, if you feel like you wanna do porn, you know, do it.
Right.
Exactly.
Just be open with your sexuality.
Library. Get a camera. Shit, nowadays you can just put your laptop on, film that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah.
Start a revolution where you are.
Think like that.
Start a revolution,
you know,
where you are. You in New Jersey? Are you guys where you are? Where are you?
Yep, I'm in New Jersey. I'm talking.
Yeah, start a revolution. You know, the thing is that we, you know, there needs to be more people. You know, I feel like
it needs to be.
Or people that we have, the better, you know?
Right.
So, like the freedom, like the thing, which is totally, I feel like, once again, it's like all of those movements are like, you know, like the slut walk. That, even though, like, that is a feminist and, like, women's movement, it's still a white women's movement. All of these things. So it's like that, it's for me, it's like, okay, I want to see more brown faces. I want to see more brown women who are speaking out and feeling comfortable to talk about these things. You know, so more and more and more women will feel comfortable talking about these things, right?
Right, exactly.
Right.
And I was honestly thinking about doing, I just posted on Facebook, because I used to do my little groups and stuff like that, like secret, like closed groups, and I'll try to get the people I like to be open. I'm like, you know, couples, you know, show me this or whatever. Like, come on, be open. Or like a, you know, it was like a relationship type sexual group. Just be open and be who you are and stop being hiding behind the scene type of thing. But that didn't turn out. But now I was thinking about doing something else, like another group, something like that. I said, well, let me give some time and maybe there's people out there just like me or you or whatever, like to be open with their sexuality and don't have no shame in any game type of thing. So I'm honestly trying to put that together. Yeah.
I mean, Tumblr, and I feel like Tumblr is like,
I'm
Tumblr
on Tumblr too,
Yeah, it's like the perfect place to, like, you know, to try to gather people for things like that, you know. I found more, you know, more, so many of the people that found my stuff, you know, of course, found it through, like, Tumblr, and Twitter, you know, and getting and getting those messages of like, oh my God, you know, this sounds so cliche right now what I'm about to say and cheesy, but you know, getting those like, oh my God, thank you so much, you know, thank you so much, because you know, I was so tired of seeing, and I was so, you know, just sick and tired of feeling like, you know, that, you know, women like me didn't exist, or people don't want to see, you know, it's like, that shit is, we're out here, you know?
Right.
We're women who are super brilliant, you know, we all know super brilliant queer women who, you know, are doing a lot of amazing things, you know, on many different levels. You know, and although the predominant topic of this show right now is sex, you know, and I do a lot, you know, but I like talking about sex, so this was really fun, you know.
Right, it is fun. It is fun because I was looking forward to it. I was like, I can't wait to be on today.
You know, it's like
I can talk about it.
Stuff and sewing like whenever. But getting to, like, talk to people about taboo topics that shouldn't be taboo, you know?
Right.
I'm like, we're all adults and we're all grown, and we should all be able to, like, talk about this stuff without being really weird about it and acting like we're teen. Stop it, because you're grown and you're an adult and you should be able to talk about this stuff. So I'm not saying blast it and tell all your business. But, you know, being able to, like I said, having black bodies being I don't know, I feel like black bodies, we don't get no respect at all, you know. You know, wanting to see positive images, you know, even in the realm of porn, you know, and that's where I was coming from, is that, you know, there's so many negative connotations that come with doing porn, you know, that like, oh, well, she must have been abused or something's wrong with her. You know, it's like, for me, it was like, no, I love sex. I really, really love sex. And women who are like me like sex. And there's a lot of us out there. And these women that you've been showing to represent us are not real. They're not, it's not real, you know, and that's also very male, white, heterosexual male perspective, you know, when it's like, I don't want no parts of that shit.
Right.
You know, I'm trying to create visibility. I'm trying to create content for us. I don't care who gets mad about it. I don't care what kind of controversy I might start up, because I want to shoot with and only with people of color. You know, that has also been an issue for me within queer porn. I've gotten a lot of crap because you know, me saying, you know what, I don't want to shoot with this porn company because I don't feel like they are diversified enough, and I'm not willing to be their guinea pig in order to have them show that, oh, look, now we're being diverse. Look at us. Now we have a black person shooting with us, you know, but we only want to match her up with white people, you know? So, you know, it's another reason why I was like, hey, it's better, just like if you're any kind of artist, it's just better if you shoot your own content. It's better you own your own content. You know, it's just better that way. Because nobody's going to represent you better than you.
Exactly.
You know? But, yeah, do some porn, girl. If you were out here on the West Coast, we would hook it up. It would have been hooked up.
Yes, definitely. It'd be, yes. I would love to do it. I would. Aphrodisiac, I have a question from you from a friend real quick.
Go ahead.
She wants to know, like, where can you go online for info on, like, bondage and dominance, like pressure and preen? interested in that topic. Bondism, yes.
Yes, okay. Where I go, I hang out. It's called Fet Life, and it's FETLIFE, FetLife.com.
Okay.
And that's like the biggest, that's actually the biggest kink community because it's international, it's worldwide, basically. And it caters to everybody who has a kink, right? And there's also subgroups. There's groups within FetLife that are for people of color. If you are a person of color. And it's very small. It's very small, but still there's a little bit of a community there. But that's where that's where I go to find out about different events that they're having. I live in LA, but like I said, it's everywhere: New York, Chicago, New Jersey, wherever you are. FetLife is there. You just go online, FetLife.com.
Pink.com.
Pink.com? Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And that's the other, like, fetish and bondage site that I stalk.
Right. Uh-huh. I appreciate that because we talk about it. It's hard, like you said, like the women of color trying to, you know, like how you were saying, being open and everything like that. And that's why my friend asked because she's a woman of color, but she just wanted to know. You know, about the pain, the pleasure, the pain, and we had conversations and stuff like that. So, everybody, like we can say, everybody on the outside might look at it weird, you know, or, oh, you got issues or something like that, you know. But
well, I think, too, the kink community, like, you know, there's a lot of stigma, you know. It's like, I mean, you know, they're like, why would you want to participate in that community? Why would you want to be blogged? Why would you want to be spanked? Why would you want to do anything? Like, really? Come on. It's like, you know, people like ask, why would you want to do anything? You know, because sometimes things feel good, and everything that feels good to me might not feel good to you. So it's all relative, right? It's all subjective.
Right.
You know, I've been in the leather community for a long time, since my early 20s, you know. Like I said, I came out in San Francisco, you know, even though it was very diverse, you know, the women I dated, though, were older, you know, some of them, and butch, and when I say butch, I mean, like, Harley riding-ass butches. You know,
right?
So that's like how I got introduced into like the leather community, in San Francisco. You know, so I am well versed and I have a deep understanding of the leather community within the brown community as well, because we are very small. We're a very small group. In the kink community as far as percentage-wise, you know. So it can be very hard, depending on where you are, to find community, you know.
Exactly.
But like I said, go to FetLife and, you know, put a post up, find your community. You know, if you don't see something, try to create something. You
right.
Tell me?
And that's what I've been thinking about, too.
You know, and that's the thing is if you don't, sometimes people live in places where I'm lucky to live in California. I'm lucky to live in L.A. So, you know, there's a lot, the gay community is really, like, big here, you know. But still, even though, listen to this, I live in L.A., the leather community in L.A. Is not as big as the one in San Francisco. The one in San Francisco is on and popping. And also, it's more diverse. You'll see more African-American, black, you know, Latino, within the leather community in the Bay Area. You'll see more diversity. So, you know, it's that thing of, like, trying to figure out, like, okay, where can I go? What can I do in order, if I want to have this kind of community, what can I do in order to start it and to create it? You know, if you also going on FetLife is a great way if you have, like, deeper questions. Like, I don't know if your friend, like, has had deeper, you know, deeper questions about, like, SM or kink.
Right.
And that's a great resource going on FetLife. You know, because people ask questions. You know what I mean? So,
right.
Yeah, FetLife is great. Kink.com is great. So, good luck.
Right.
And,
spell that website again for me. Not the pink.com one, the other one that you just said, the life one.
FetLife?
Yes.
You want to know how to, well, I'm sorry, what was the question again?
Yes, can you repeat it again? I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Okay, it's FetLife, and it's spelled F-E-T-L-I, FetLife.com.
Okay, she got it. Okay.
Yeah. And as you'll see, like, the community there is ginormous. You know, it's the biggest, I would say that it's the biggest, like, BDSM, kink, website out there right now.
Right.
So that's community-based. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
That's
so
great.
Now,
and I'm sorry, Phoenix, you're going?
No, go ahead, Butterfly.
Oh, you're short? Oh, okay. I just wanted to ask you, I know this is out of the porn part, but I love the, I was talking about how talented and gifted you are in, when you're making your stuff, and I'm like, it's amazing how you do everything. Like, you be making a little tiny little things like earrings and everything. I'm like,
girl,
how do you do that?
It's my therapy. It's part of my therapy.
I'm like, that's amazing.
You know, like, I got injured on my job like a few years ago. So like, basically now, like, I'm disabled. So I've been using, you know, because, you know, it's that thing of, like, you know, all of the things that you go through when something like that kind of happens, you know, not being able to work. You know, not able to do the things that I used to be able to do, just kind of, you know, put me in a depression and, like, you know, all of that, like, low stuff. So I've always been creative and into art and making things since I was a kid. So I just use it as my therapy now. It's like I zone. It's a great way for me to zone out and have my mind focused on something else.
Right.
And I get inspired by a lot of, I get inspired by the things around me, of course, but, you know, there's a lot of great artists on YouTube and Instagram. And I just started recently working with clay, which are the little miniature foods that you were talking about earlier. They're actually made out of clay.
Oh, okay.
So I've been working with clay for around, like, 5 or 6 months or something like that, and I'm really digging it. And like I said, I don't really, like, I'm available to commission things, of course, you know?
Right.
People buy things for me, but now I mostly just focus on using it as a part of, you know, my mental health therapy, you know, instead of, like, you know, trying to worry about, like, focusing on making money from it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I used to do that, and I realized that was detrimental to my mental health. So I was like, girl, you like making stuff and making art, so just make it. Just make it and make what you want to make. And if people like it, then they do, and don't worry about anything else. So as I don't know if you checked out all of my Instagram, but I used to make bow ties a while ago and had a store online making bow ties. I made jewelry,
okay.
earrings. So, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely got to connect with you.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
So you can make some butterfly stuff.
You want a what?
Some butterfly stuff, earrings and stuff. So I definitely got to connect with you.
Oh, for making butterfly stuff. Oh, okay,
yeah.
Oh, for sure. So it's fun. It's fun for me, and I like making clothes, and you know, it's why not? You know, that's my thing. I'm enjoying doing it, and I love fashion and design and being creative. So
right.
Instead of doing like what a lot of people in LA do, instead of doing coke, I do crap.
Okay.
Okay. It's like, let me find something productive to do with my time.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
But yeah, so it's a lot of fun. You know, like I said, I love making stuff and posting it. I love, you know, finding inspiration from other artists that are online. And, yeah, so it's a lot of fun for me. But yeah, I'm not trying to get rich off of my work or anything like that.
Right.
I like doing trades. I like doing trades, just to put that out there. If there's artists out there who make stuff and who want to do, like, the old school trade barter. Like, I love doing trades, like artist work for artist work.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so if somebody's is on my Instagram and they see something and they make something, we can do, like, an exchange. I love doing stuff like
okay,
that.
Okay, that's definitely old school way. I remember those days.
Yeah. Right? No, because it's that
right.
thing of, like, there's other people's work, you know, that I love, you know, and it's like, God, it's like, oh, am I going to pay $300 for that? I don't know, G. You know, so I'm going to do a trade for trade. But, yeah, so I'm open for commissions as well. So if you see something that for those of you who are following my Instagram, you see something you like and you want to commission me to make it, then we can talk about it. So that's that.
Because okay. I've seen the bow tie you had on the dog. I'm like, yo. Well, the latest one I just saw on Instagram. I'm like, that's fly. And the dog knows the dog fly with the bow tie on, you know. Just chilling with
mm-hmm.
it, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, you know, I like to keep it fresh, so I like he has to be fresh like his mama. You feel me?
Okay. okay. Now.
But yeah. So, if you guys, like I said, I make a whole lot of stuff. So I don't know if somebody wants a dog collar or something, and they make something really cool, we can do a trade. Just holler at me.
Okay.
Get at me. I'm open. I'm flexible.
Okay.
Word. Well, you know, it's definitely, we definitely got to get you back on sometime.
Yeah,
extremely
definitely.
Soon. For real. Because we didn't even, like, dive into everything, but it was just a really captivating conversation, and you really dropped a lot of knowledge on us and a lot of information. So,
yeah,
you know, and I got people that's listening right now and that's hitting me up on Facebook like, yo, like, I'm loving the show. And Saturday hit me in my inbox and stuff. So we definitely would love to get you back on as soon as possible. And we'll get with you on that, too. But before, you know, we let you go, because we got to get you back on for, like, have you on for, like, another hour, because it's really real and fun.
Yes.
So
thank you so much
for
having me on and for hosting me. I've enjoyed myself as well. And I want to say to your audience out there, come on, guys. Let's just all be free. Like
exactly. Exactly. Like the hippies, right?
I'm a corny-ass Negro. Like, I'm one of those motherfuckers who's like, peace and love. Well, until I'm not peace and love. But, Yeah. I'm like, come on, guys. Like, we got there's too much stuff going on, like real world
it
problems.
Is.
Those areas where you have time to, like, be yourself and express yourself as yourself, then why aren't we doing that? Why are we letting other motherfuckers shut our time down? That's my question.
Mm-hmm.
And I can leave y'all with that. Don't let another motherfucker shut your shine down.
Mhm. Exactly.
Listen, you can't. You know, you gotta start, and people have to start somewhere. I think that's what it is. Like, they may be afraid that when somebody just see, like, for instance, when you was like, you know, get into that with the getting more masculine presenting females, you know, to come out and just get American as well, or just queer women of color themselves to come out and just be like, you know,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I'm gonna just do this. You know what I mean? I'm gonna put myself out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna get on screen and do my thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would be wonderful. We got a lot of the strippers. We got a lot of LGBT aggressive strippers, you know, that come out and do their thing, but we don't really see a lot of that, you know what I'm saying, in the film, you know, in film and stuff. So that's kind of like, y'all might be missing out on some stuff, I feel. I don't know. That's just me.
Yes.
That's just me.
And people just need to, I mean, I don't want to, like, generalize. But I'm fucking 41 now, and I've been out a really long time, and I will say this. It's like, black people, come on, fucking stop it. Stop it. Stop it with trying to judge each other. Well, you know, it's that, you know, that new film that just came out, The Same Difference? I'm so feeling that topic right now, because I see too many, like, bashing on each other for shit that we like. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Ew, it's just driving me crazy, like, really. I'm like, these young cats, they need to wake up and realize that shit is not important. That's not what's important, you know, and separating each other is not going to, it doesn't fare well for us as a queer community. You know, we're being divisive amongst each other when it's unnecessary. It's childish. Like, to me, I feel like it's some middle school ass shit, and it needs to stop, you know, and let people feel totally comfortable and being and doing what they want to do. So I would love to come on again and chat with you guys. Thank you so much. And
oh, no problem.
Yeah, thanks everybody. So yeah, it's been awesome. It's been real, yo.
Yes, I know, right?
I'm saying, you know, we
each other on Instagram and things like that, so we definitely just keep in touch with me and everything.
Yeah, I just followed on both of both your Twitter and your Instagram, because I don't really go on Twitter like I'm supposed to, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, let me get on this follow thing real quick, and then, because I'm on Instagram a lot more than Twitter, so I'm like, let me get on my Twitter thing too and go ahead and follow her. And check out what you got going on. So I'm going to definitely stay tuned. And, you know, I really hope to have you on sometime soon, probably a little later this year. That would be really, really great. And just have, like, a great conversation like this. So before
we
go, I know you just delivered one message, but if you have the floor, you know what I'm saying, to, if you have shout-outs, if you have anything else that you would like to say, you know, this is your time to do it.
Do no shout-outs. I want to give a shout-out to my dog, Billy D. Red Fox. You my ride or die. I love you.
Yeah.
Without
her dog, Johnny.
honestly, I just want to tell people that I know I can be, like, goofy or whatever sometimes, but really, like, I just want people to feel, and more brown people, to feel comfortable and to being ourselves. I feel like we have so much, like, going against us. And then sometimes it's like you get into these groups and, like, the queer community, and it's like we doing the same shit. We doing the same shit that they doing to us out there. You feel me?
Right.
And,
mm-hmm.
and it's unnecessary. We all need to grow up, and we all need to just love each other, you know, and respect each other, you know, trans, queer, fucking lesbian, gay, all of that. Whatever, however you choose to identify, fucking you identify as a unicorn, I love you for that. I love
right.
you. Be the best unicorn you can be.
Right. Exactly.
Be as mystical as you can be. But,
right.
But yeah, so, yeah, one love to everybody. Respect and take care of each other and be safe.
Exactly.
Will
love
do.
It.
So social media for you is all Afro, looks like _ DZAC, right?
Yep.
For the people out there. Okay. You guys make sure you follow. Okay.
Yes, definitely.
We thank you again for coming on. And it's been a pleasure. But so I also give them your social media too, boo.
I'm going to follow you guys. I'm following most of you. I mean, I think I'm following both of you guys. I think so.
Yeah, you're definitely following me. Yeah.
But yeah, so thanks again. And
thank you so much.
Yeah, and I do. I look forward to coming on again. It was fun.
Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you.
You have
so
a wonderful
much.
Sunday.
Bye.
Butterfly.
Yes.
That was a fly interview.
Yes.
Thank you for being my special guest co-host today. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. No problem. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
This was
that was
dope.
A great show.
Yeah.
I learned a lot of stuff.
I learned a lot, too. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
I know, right?
I'm thinking more people would have been jumping on that opportunity too, as far as studs would be jumping on the opportunity to be out there and, you know, showing how they move. But I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't really, you know, my boobs
right.
won't like that. But,
right.
So, so, you know, just saying. But, I definitely appreciate you just bringing Aphrodisiac to the show and you just coming through and doing your thing. You've really been doing your thing and you've really been stepping up. So I got to let you know, I've been paying attention. So shout out to you for that. So also tell people where they can find you. Hopefully so.
Instagram at BeautifulButterfly37. And Twitter at LibraButterfly, number one.
Awesome. I was looking up. I went to look up your Twitter the other day. I was like, I'm missing something because I had just
left off
the one, and I'm like, where am I at? Whose page is this? This is not, you know, this ain't Butterfly page. So I was like, oh, I forgot it. I got to put the one on it. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, the one on it.
Yeah, got to put the one on the end. All right. But, again, so they follow you, LibraButterfly1. And
right.
You have anything else that you would like to say and let people know, you know, a little bit more about you?
Nothing really. Everyone that knows me, I'm very open-minded. I'm a sweetheart. I don't have drama. I don't have people, well, so far I don't know that people don't like me, but I'm a lovable person. And like, just be safe and, you know, just follow me. And sometimes I do Periscope too. That's Twitter and Periscope is like the same name, LibraButterfly1. Sometimes I do that, and I thought I was thinking about doing a Q&A one day soon. So that's about it.
Okay.
You know, I love all my friends and family, so that's about it.
Word. Well, again, thank you for coming on, and everybody, I hope everybody has a wonderful, wonderful weekend. I know Labor Day is coming up, so y'all eat some barbecue or something for me. I mean, my family probably won't be cooking.
I'll be cooking tomorrow.
So.
I've had changes for tomorrow, it'll be better. So I do my cooking tomorrow. I already got the ribs out and everything, so.
Ooh, goody.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. But yes, you guys make sure you check out the website as well, www.rainbow-rendezvous.com. We got some LGBT erotica. we got some.
Yes.
It also kind of stands up as like a little dating site as well. And also, you can check out.
Okay.
Yeah, we got that on
I'd
there.
I'd like to be in there. I'd like to help with that. You got to have me back on.
I am. Make sure you go to the website.
Yes.
Make sure you go to the website. And then, you know, we got stories up there. And I don't know if you've ever really read any of the stories. We've been changing the website up. So, you know, you can check it out. But, yes, we got erotica. We got, you know, where people can sign up to be a member of the website and look for people in their area to maybe, you know, connect with. Get with, hook up with, Netflix and chill with, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, again, thank you for coming on
the
show.
No problem.
Everybody, make sure you're not a stranger, you're family. You can definitely come back anytime as well. So we will be having you back on soon, too, though. We'll be having you on with an interview. Now, is it Giovanni?
Yeah, Giovanni.
So we'll be having them on soon. So I thank everybody again for tuning in, and again a big shout out to Aphrodisiac for just, you know, we had a good time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a great time. I loved it.
Yes. We got some. I don't know. It gave me life. I'll say that.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
So again, thank you, Aphrodisiac. Lydia, thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Michelle. I see you tuning in too, friend. I'm out of here.
And my friend too. I have a couple of friends.
Your friend?
Thank
you
so much for supporting.
You ain't gonna call them out
all
like
my
that.
Friends that yeah. All my friends that's online, thank you. Thank you for the support.
Oh yeah. All right. Well, we're out of here. And thank you guys for listening to Rainbow Rendezvous Radio. We'll be back next Sunday. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Have a great day, everyone.